start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. This is Jay Allen. Hopefully everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods, as it is Friday, so let's go in and go out and talk about what is going on. So recently I have been taking a look once again at the book by Brett Sutton, Glennis McCarthy, and Brett Robinson, The Practice of Learning Teams. And there is something that sticks out in particular when you're starting to take a look on how to lay out the foundation of a learning team. And it really takes a deep dive about groups outperform individuals in problem identification and solving. Now, the interesting part is when you take a look at the book, they just go into the discussion. There will always be advantages and disadvantages when collaborating and learning as a group. Some of the benefits of working as a team are: working as a team increases collaboration and allows brainstorming. As a result, more issues are identified with wider assumptions are considered. Three or more people are always better than one for solving a problem. Now, the funny thing is that sometimes as we do take a look around, we sometimes believe that our method might be better than a group method. But when you really start taking a look at it and go based on research and studies, you can really quantify having a group to discuss with potential issues inside of the organization. Well, as you already know, this is a Safety FM Mini. So think about that. And if you haven't had the chance to take a look at The Practice of Learning Teams by Brett Sutton, Glennis McCarthy, and Brett Robinson, I would recommend strongly picking it up. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.